Whether you're preparing for a big presentation, working on your public speaking skills, or simply want to be able to communicate more effectively, these practices are designed to help you gain and maintain a more clearer and confident voice. So let's dive in. Practice one, treat your body like an instrument. This is more useful as an approach to a better overall speaking practice, as opposed to something specific that you just tend to do here and there. It's more of a mindset shift that when you put into practice will start elevating the way you view, feel, and use your voice overall. Firstly, let's acknowledge that a well-maintained instrument produces the best sound. So imagine your body, aka your instrument, aka the thing that creates your voice, as an instrument that you've borrowed from someone else that's incredibly valuable and that you have to take care of for them. What do instruments need to perform well? Well, depending on the instrument, it could be that it needs tuning, needs to be cleaned, needs to be kept well and safe and not messed around, not overused. It could be that it has to be kept in the right environment, be it temperature or moisture. And your body is certainly no different. For example, your body needs proper rest. It needs to be hydrated to work and function optimally. It's better that it's relaxed, loose, limber. And this is not just for your voice alone and the voice box and those areas around that make sound. Of course it is, but your entire body is your instrument. Everything is connected kinesthetically. So if there's tension in your leg, it might transfer to your back, which might transfer to your neck, which might affect the way your voice functions. And so it's really good to look at your body and your voice as a whole instrument and look after the whole thing. And with that in mind, like you were looking after someone else's instrument, looking after your own means getting that rest. It means staying hydrated. It means finding a routine that you can use every day consistently to stay limber and ready. So then if your goal is to improve your speaking and your speech clarity, it is about looking after your entire being. Practice two is to train like an athlete. If following on from step one, you do treat your body like an instrument and make a daily practice of doing that, you will have the foundations to be ready for anything. But in order to improve, progress, and grow our voice, vocal ability, agility, and more to the point, clarity, then we need to train this instrument. And since our body and voice are physical, we have to train them physically, much like an athlete, but with conscious effort. Athletes don't just wake up one morning and put in their best effort without doing the work leading up to that. Building muscle, lengthening, creating space, staying limber and relaxed are all part of looking after yourself, like we talked about in practice one. But since clarity is our objective here, let's look at some specifics that we can do daily to train like an athlete in order to set our body up to be able to function and speak as clearly as we can. So considering that our vocal foundations are taken care of, that we're rested, hydrated, relaxed, and limber and ready to go, we want to start warming up and doing daily exercises to improve our function of our articulators. And so one of the best things we can do is to start by warming up the actual voice itself, the vocal folds. And the best way to do that is by humming. So gentle humming is a very easy way to start warming up this apparatus in here that actually produces the sound we make. Before we go into speaking, it's a great way to warm up those folds. So what happens is when you go to speak, you're not going cold and everything's kind of moist and it's at the right temperature and you can speak more easily. And so when you start working on the articulation and the clarity itself, the voice is already there behind it, supporting it. Also, if you're going to a public speaking performance, or you have to sing or speak in public or anywhere really, you can do this while you're waiting. You can just do this in the sidelines. Just keep your voice warm, keep it limber. But also that's just, you know, for warming up, and also a good way to warm down. So keep that in mind after you've done your presentation or your public speaking performance or your singing, is that you can also hum to warm the voice down afterwards, but just gently, no pushing, nice and easy. It's almost like you're humming on a sigh. That's it. That's really simple. Number two are the lips and warming up the lips and keeping these limber. So with clarity, we essentially want our articulators to be working and functioning well, and to be able to function, so when we do want to produce the words the way we want to produce them, they're not stuck, tight, cold. And so even though these just feel like warm-ups, not exactly speaking, they do improve the way you are able to produce words. So lip trills are brilliant. If you find them hard to do on their own, then you can put your fingers into the soft part of your cheeks until you find a place that you're able to do that with. I find lip trills are easier than tongue trills, but we're going to get to that next. Tongue trills. And this magnificent beast, the tongue, is vital for articulation and for clarity. And so making sure that it's ready, relaxed, and able to move is so hugely important. So what we can do is to warm it up, tongue trills. Now, these can be difficult for some people. If you can't do it, I do have a video here that's going to help you learn to create those sounds, at least to start with, because it takes a whole video to really, if you're someone who can't do those yet, to be able to do them. Hopefully that will guide you, but find out how to do those. If you can already do them, great. This is another great warm-up as part of your daily routine for getting ready to speak more clearly. You can do them voiced or unvoiced. Same with the lip trills. You can do them both together. These are great. Again, the tongue is such an important articulator that we're not only just going to warm it up, but we're also going to exercise it. So number three in this section is the tongue exercises. And to do this, really, you want to get it moving in, out, shake it all about. Go from side to side, up and down, go round your teeth, clean them out. Just move the tongue. Let it find new places in your mouth and outside of your mouth in the world. These are just going to get it moving, get it working. As long as it's warmed up and you're not, you know, you don't want to get cramp in your tongue. I don't think that would be very nice. And it's not going to help your articulation. So you don't want to overdo it. This is just daily practice. So small things, just a little bit every day. And over time, it's going to get more dexterous, more ready to be able to speak. And you'll find that your speech will just crispen up and clear up. But the tongue, the lips, are all very good warming up and working on. But if you're not opening your mouth, and if your jaw is stuck and not really limber too, then no matter how much you move your tongue, it's still going to be stuck. Your words won't move out. So if you're someone who mumbles or has sometimes lisp, it could be that your jaw is very tight. And now this is often caused by tension. So let's go back to practice one. If you're treating your body like an instrument, you want to get rid of that tension in your head, neck and shoulders, which is going to lead on to tension in your jaw. It could also be that you're clasping your jaw, or that you chew gum, or you do something that's pushing down here a lot and creating more tension. So here's one I do. You can get your palms and pull them down over the side of that muscle there. It can be a little painful, but this is probably a more gentle way to do it. I think in my advanced articulation course, I go through some more in-depth exercises that can really open up the jaw and other articulators, if that's what you're looking for. But this is a good one to start with. Yeah, always massage around the neck if you find it a bit tense, if you feel your jaw stuck, around here, up the back behind your ears, under the jaw, around there. Shoulders, you can give them a massage or go for a massage. And this muscle's here that keep your bottom jaw attached to your top jaw. You get a lot of tension there. And keeping your jaw nice and limber will help it to just allow you to speak more clearly. Try to remember, though, the best athletes are the ones who can perform relaxed. So this, as part of your training, is good to build that muscle and start tightening up the muscles that need to be tightened and releasing the ones that need to be more released. So then when you go to speak, you don't work out on the day that you go to do a weightlifting challenge. So you just warm up, and the work that you put in beforehand should be there for you, so you can speak more confidently and more articulately. So you can speak more confidently and clearly in any environment at any time. So practice three, I would recommend you do a dexterity routine. So we've already warmed up, we're already looking after our body, we're already doing some exercises to help strengthen certain articulators and improve the way their function. But then we want to improve the ability and the muscle memory of how well we can use this. And this is why I think dexterity routines come in very useful. So things like tongue twisters, for example, are one. You could even take passages from a book and practice the same passage until you can say it perhaps more punctuated, you can say it faster, both, and then you can draw that down and you'll find that your natural speech will become easier overall. Probably would recommend you a whole video on that, because I've got plenty of exercises in this video on dexterity that you can put it into your routine and use to improve over time. Remember, it's not just about speed. Speed is part of a process in pushing yourself, in being able to expand your abilities. And then once you can hit something at speed, when you slow down, you'll find it becomes much easier to be more articulate and clear. But also, if you can't get faster, you must slow down and improve there before you speed up, before you go back to your regular speech. Again, in this video here, it's really going to help you with that. Also, at the end of this video, I'm going to talk about a worksheet that I'm putting together for you on my website, where you can have everything I've talked about in this video, but also perhaps a little plan for you to work on, and actual exercises that you can do in your everyday routine to improve over time. Practice four, journal and record your voice. This is all about awareness and tracking your progress. Start journaling and recording your voice regularly. Why? Because what gets measured gets improved. You're only ever going to know what really works for you and what's improving you by keeping note of what's worked. If you are doing the routines that I've set out and that are on my sheet on my website, then you might find that some aren't really doing it for you and you might want to change them. You can go through other videos on this channel, or perhaps you're doing one of my online courses, already have done one of those, and you found that some of the exercises just didn't work and others did. Stick with the ones that do. It could be that you're already very capable in one area, or certain sounds that you make and phonemes that you make kind of are clearer already, and that they don't need working on, but it's others around that. So you won't know unless you record yourself, listen back and take note. That way you can also track, have you improved? Because listening to yourself, you can also sometimes judge yourself, and you might not like listening to your voice. And so you were listening to something other than what you should be, which is the technical. So if you try to listen technically, how clear is this? Step aside from yourself and think that it's someone else, and you could be marking them on their actual pronunciation, enunciation, or diction. How clear is it? Can I improve that clarity? Do you have to go back and slow it down again? Would it be helpful for you to try and go as fast as you can in order to get through it and then go back again? Do you need to do more warming up? Have you warmed up every day? Do you need to do more dexterity exercises? What is it? You won't know unless you actually record this. So write it down on a pencil, on a piece of paper, really old school. It's very useful to do that. And also recording yourself on your phone. Record yourself, record what you're doing, say a paragraph or a poem or something, listen back to it, take notes again. What do you need to work on? What's not working? What is working? Because if you do this, you will notice over time there is an improvement. You might see an improvement in day one, but it might take a month or two to see improvement. Either way, you won't really recognize it as much if you don't record and track your progress. And I have to say again, listen technically. Try not to judge yourself too much. Don't be hard on yourself. Think of it as just being critical. It's like your manager at work, or it's like a teacher just saying, okay, this is not how we do it, this is how we do it. So be light. You're on the right path. The fact that you're doing this work is really good and you're going to grow. You just, you know, have to be kind to yourself. And all of this, a lot of the things that go on in vocal improvement are about being kind to yourself, being kind to your instrument, your body, treating it as it should be treated, like a very valuable, expensive piece of equipment, but also your mind. If you're telling yourself negative stories that I can't do it, I sound terrible, then it's not necessarily going to help you get better. So just ignore that voice and focus on what you can do. And that's looking after your body and going through the motions, warming up, building exercises, dexterity exercises, recording, journaling, improving. So I've prepared, like I said earlier, a special bonus for you for getting to this far in the video. There's not many people who are going to be this far, I'm sure. So if you go to my website, actually in the link description box below, there's going to be a link to my website and a PDF that's going to have set you out a little routine that you can practice. I'd say maybe do this first page every day for a month and journal it and record yourself every day or every couple of days or even at the end of every week. And then over the 4 weeks, see how you've progressed. If you do this, I guarantee you're gonna find improvements. And also let us know, talk about your journey. If you're really still struggling, mention it in the comments. If you think that you've gained, you know, more clarity in that time, great, then do it. But you can't really happen overnight. You've got to take small steps. You've got to take it bit by bit before you can expect to get there. So before I wrap up this video, I'd like to say, if you like this video, press like. If you would like to subscribe and see more, please do. And if you think you can share this video with someone who will benefit from it, do share. But again, say hi in the comments. And I'd like to leave you just with one final thought. What if you're a mountain climber and a mountain was only a foot high? It wouldn't take much to get there. One step and you're there. The thing is, mountains are quite high. That's why they're mountains. They're mountainous. And the fact that they are less accessible makes it more of a challenge and more intriguing for people to want to get to the top. It sets them apart. They stand out because of it. And while mountains seem hard to reach, and they seem so high and far away, all you've got to remember is, to climb a mountain, you start with one step, two steps, three steps, four steps. Okay, after 4, 5, 10 steps, even maybe a mile, it might still seem like the same mountains ahead of you, but you're a mile up. And you keep going bit by bit. It's no difference to improving your voice. It might seem like I can't do it right now. I don't sound the way I want to sound. People are judging me. I'm judging myself. I just haven't got any vocal clarity. I don't have the confidence. You just keep doing these things bit by bit every day and it will grow. Trust me, I've been there, I've done it. I was a terrible mumbler. I was someone who's really insecure about my voice and speaking to other people. And I did it bit by bit. It took years, but then I decided to start this channel so I could actually share that information. And so I know it works. I'm not just selling you something. This video is free, right? Enjoy it. The download is free, great. If you want to buy an online course, brilliant, great for me. But it's about your journey and staying consistent. Bit by bit. Just focus on those one steps that you can take. Don't focus on the mountain. Don't focus on the goal. Have the goal, but don't look at the goal. Focus on what you're doing right now to improve. And it will. And you will. And at one point, you'll just look back and forget you even spoke the way you did. And you'll just think that this is the new normal, which it will become. So thank you once again for watching on your path to a clearer, more confident way of speaking. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, be kind to yourself, say lovely things to yourself, stay consistent, and look after your voice. I have so many tales to tell, and up till now, I've been telling.